Parents outraged after Connecticut elementary school shows students' gender identity video for Pride Month. By Catherine Hamilton on June 6, 2023. Parents are outraged after young students at a Connecticut elementary school were shown a video featuring children talking about gender identity for Pride Month, Eyewitness News 3 reported Monday. The video was shown to students in 3rd, 4th, and 5th grades at Wells Road Intermediate School in Granby, Connecticut, according to the report. Parents told the local news outlet the school never informed them they would be showing students a video on gender identity. The video allegedly shown to the elementary school students is from Universal Kids and features several children labeled with their preferred pronouns. The first child featured in the video goes by Jasper in the pronouns they/them and says that pride means nobody can tell you what to do. I love my dolls. Boys can play with dolls too, the child adds. A child named Mavis with she/her pronouns then talks about her two moms whom she calls mommy and mama. Simon, who goes by he/they, says that pride means you should be able to be free. All my life I never really felt like a boy. And I don't really feel like a girl, so I'd rather be both, Simon continues. The video includes statements from a few more children before it ends with all of them waving pride flags and saying, Happy Pride Month. Several parents told the outlet that elementary school children are too young to be exposed to the idea that they can bend biological reality and change their sex. One parent, Kyle Reyes, said he has 4 kids under the age of 9 and decided to pull them out of the Granby School District. These are conversations that if anyone is going to have with their kids, it should be the parents having with their kids, Reyes said. When I saw the video, I was extremely disturbed. He continued, adding that parents are starting to come out of the woodwork and it's time to start fighting back. A reporter for the outlet also showed the gender identity video to a mother in the school pickup line to get her reaction. The woman, who was anonymous, said that the school should have gotten parents' permission before showing the video. We should have been told so we can have a conversation at home and not be thrown off guard this way, she said. Stephen Davis, who was picking up his 8-year-old granddaughter, told the outlet that he was also not warned about the video and that children don't have to worry about being an adult when they're 8 years old. One parent even sent pictures of an alleged puberty kit that students were sent home with. That same parent claims her son came home with panty liners and maxi pads, the report states. The Office of the Superintendent of Granby Schools, Dr. Jordan Grossman, told the outlet it is handling parents' concerns internally and claimed the video is designed for 2 to 12-year-olds, according to the report. The outlet did obtain a letter from the elementary school principal Pauline Greer. It certainly was not intended to alienate or disturb any child. In context, we were trying to remind students that it is okay to be who you are and still be treated with respect, dignity, and kindness. The statement from the superintendent's office did not mention parents not being told about the video before kids saw it, according to the report. Breitbart News reached out to the superintendent and the school principal for comment but did not receive a reply by the time of publication.